Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your host, Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach and co-author of Moms Mean Business, A Guide to Creating a Successful Company and a Happy Life as a Mom Entrepreneur. Hey guys, it is the season of giving and I want to make you aware of something that I have been offering my current and past clients and I'd love to share with you as well. For the month of December, if you are listening to this podcast and you've been thinking, gosh, I'd love to coach with you, Laura, but I don't have, a regular commitment that I can make right now to ongoing coaching, or I just don't feel like I can afford the funding of it right now. I do have a really great special going on. Normally, I have a couple of hours of coaching bills out at $400 an hour. I have a one-time opportunity here in the season to let you sign up for a two-hour block of coaching. You can divide that up into 2 one-hour sessions. For just $325. If you are interested in that, there is no additional ongoing agreement. It's just kind of a kickstart or a let's hash it out or let's figure it out kind of session that I do with my current and past clients, usually about once a year. You are welcome to take me up on this. All you need to do is email me. That's Lara at mombizcoach.com to take me up on that offer. Again, it's Lara at mombizcoach.com. Okay, welcome to the holidays, the season of giving, the season of crazy. I don't know about you, but this is the time of year that I definitely feel a lot of pressure, a lot of chaos, a lot of deadlines, a lot of wrapping up, a lot of additional things like logistics to manage and, you know, of course, gifts to buy, things to wrap, decorating, food making, traveling, so much going on here at the end of the year that it can feel really overwhelming. And sometimes that makes us, it makes me, and maybe you too, vulnerable to criticism and to comparison and to other people's words. They may not even really mean anything by it, but we might hear something that makes us not feel so good because, you know, maybe we're spending time with family. Maybe we have that great aunt or uncle or the parent who's always pointing out your shortcomings and what you could have done differently and what, oh, your lovely brother or sister did so beautifully this year that you haven't, you know, things like that. But it also may cause you to be reflecting back on the last year and be comparing yourself to other people in a way that makes you feel bad. So I just want to talk about that a little bit because I have just spent a couple of coaching sessions with one of my current clients going over some of the stuff that she was carrying around in her head, this negative self-talk that was really getting in the way of her making some decisions going forward. And once we realized that, I mean, she was pretty surprised at how strong a hold these thoughts were, you know, having on her and how much that, you know, once she poked through it and looked around, she realized she didn't really want to be making decisions from these sorts of negative thoughts. But this is something that a lot of us carry around. And, you know, criticism is hard to handle anytime. Positive criticism is very helpful, but negative criticism, not so much. So this isn't a conversation about positive criticism today. Today is a discussion about the kind of criticism we might get that comes from comparison. So there are two types of comparison I want to talk about today. There is being, there is having other people compare you to other people. So that's external criticism. And there's self-criticism, comparing yourself to others. All right, so let's take a step back first and just think a little bit about, it's one of my favorite quotes from Teddy Roosevelt is, comparison is the thief of joy. Isn't that a good one? Comparison is the thief of joy. If you spend time comparing yourself to others, you are stealing joy, period. Joy is possible. Joy is your right. But every minute you spend comparing yourself to someone else really probably takes you down a few notches on the joy meter, okay? And it's, you know, it's something that's fairly natural. We look around, we see things, we go, gosh, I wish this, or, oh, wow, I like that. And sometimes when we are not feeling particularly confident or strong or empowered, again, which can happen when our lives get a little bit crazy and there's a lot of pressure on us, it can be easy to slip into comparing ourselves to other people and coming up and feel like we're coming up short. And guys, this, you know, there's so many reasons not to do this. As I said, it's the thief of joy, but I'm just going to give you a few other reasons why comparisons really don't work, okay? First and foremost, comparisons are really always unfair. So if you're in a negative mind space, you've got on some gray colored goggles. You've got on some Eeyore inspired glasses, okay? You are looking through a filter that will make you come up short. So there's no way there's going to be a fair comparison. The look that we have, the filter and the perspective that we have when we go into comparison mode is going to generate negative and unfair results. So you're not going to come out on top. So why do it? Really? Making yourself feel bad will likely not give you the confidence, courage, the power, the energy to make any changes you feel you need. Secondly, when we compare ourselves to others, you've probably heard this before, like, oh my goodness, do you compare yourself to other parents on Pinterest or your friends on Facebook? Remember, what you are likely doing is comparing your worst self, your fears, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, to someone else's highlight reel, i.e., the best image they want to and can put forward. Now, is that ever going to look similar or fair? No, of course not. And intellectually, we may think, well, I know that their life isn't perfect all the time. But nonetheless, if you're looking at that, you know, that mom who's doing these amazing do-it-yourself Christmas gifts and handing them out to all of her kids, teachers, and her neighbors, and her family and friends, and you're thinking, oh my God, I was just hoping I could swing by Target and get something from the dollar spot, you know? If you're feeling bad and making yourself a bad person, you're really not doing yourself any favors if you're already feeling so stressed out anyway. Chances are, if you had more time, if you had some different circumstances, and if you felt better, you would be able to do the things that you want to do and the things that mean something to you. A third point is that we often compare certain metrics that don't always really matter to us. So this kind of piggybacks off the last one, but I can tell you what, if you have, you know, done the work of determining what your top priorities are, and making consistent action you've been able to see your progress towards your top priorities. And then you turn your mind and you start comparing yourself to something like a person who has, you know, the most beautifully dressed children, or a woman who has the, you know, high ranking position in the 40 under 40 list in Forbes, or the person who just booked another jet-setting trip off to Aruba where she's leading some big conference that looks amazing and you wish you were doing yourself. If you're comparing yourself to some things that actually don't line up with your goals, you know, for instance, one of my clients is, having her second child right now, and she was just telling me how she was comparing herself to this other coach who is doing the, you know, worldwide tour with her conferences and beautiful places and resorts and things, and how it just made her feel like, God, she was never going to get there and maybe she wasn't working hard enough. And I said, but wait a minute, you know, what are your priorities right now? And, oh, yeah, right, you have a two-year-old and you're about to have another baby. Yeah, well, traveling to Aruba and hosting a conference doesn't really seem to jive with your priorities, does it? And we had a really good laugh over it because, really, hosting big giant conferences worldwide with wonderful, fabulous entrepreneurs that she could work with was honestly not her priority. Now, maybe one day, and a dream is one thing, but comparing herself to that other person doing some, you know, fabulous things like that that she's doing at a time in her life when that's absolutely not what she wants. She does not feel well enough. She does not want to be pregnant hosting a giant conference. She doesn't want to be away from her two babies, right? Like, when she thinks about it, she's like, well, yeah, no, that's not what I really want. But that's what we do, guys. I'm just trying to give you an example of how our mind works. We will actually compare ourselves to people doing things that we think we want to do and wish we were doing and don't feel that we're doing well enough, but it's actually not even a priority for us at the time, okay? So that's just, there's no reason to spend energy on that and allow yourself to wallow in negativity over that kind of comparison when it doesn't serve your priorities. There's a time and a place, okay? So those are a few things. I feel like there's so much to go on about comparisons, but the thing I want to say about when we're comparing ourselves to others, I mean, I could keep going on why it's not good, but one of the things I want to say is one of the ways to stop that and to redirect that energy is to realize that you're comparing yourself, you're focusing on the wrong person if you're comparing yourself to others. The only person worth comparing yourself to is you, okay? Excuse me. So if you, instead of looking at how some other person's doing and what they're doing, if you instead decide to compare yourself to yourself, you'll come out ahead. Here's what I mean. Let me take a swig of water so I don't keep coughing in your ear. Instead of comparing yourself to other people, why not compare to who you are? Think about this. You are always in the process of becoming. You are always changing and growing and learning. And who you are today is a result of the decisions you made a minute ago or yesterday, right? We have to make decisions and choices all the time. So when you catch yourself comparing yourself to somebody else, how about you stop for a minute and redirect that thought, redirect your focus. Ask yourself a few of these questions instead, okay? What are you doing today that you could not have done 5 years or 3 years or even 1 year ago? I look, you know, you guys have heard me talk about my running. I'm 2.5 years in now, and as of 2 days ago, just signed up for my first half marathon that's going to be coming up in the spring. And as of yesterday, I just ran my longest distance and my longest amount of time continuously. These things blow my mind. I could not have imagined doing them in May of 2013 when I first started running. I couldn't run a mile. I could not run one solid mile. So when I look and I start comparing myself to other people and looking at their success and wishing I had some of this or some of that, I look at these sorts of things and I go, wow, look at how far I've come. When one of my clients I was just talking to recently was comparing herself to another person in her industry who seemed further along, I said, hey, wait a minute, how about we back up and study what ground you've taken in the last year? And we were so energized, and she had such positive energy to take away from that. What new decisions have you made, or what actions have you taken that have resulted in you achieving your goals and the accomplishments that you've recently made? You know, what are your wins this year compared to last year? How has your life improved? How have you improved? What negative behavior have you stopped engaging in that you never thought you could quit? And what positive behavior have you been engaging in that until recently you've resisted? How are you doing more of what you said you were going to do and shown up more consistently according to your commitments and your priorities? Guys, when you start getting on the comparison track, trade these questions in for the ones your negative self-talk has been giving you in asking you to compare yourself to others. Don't do it. Compare yourself to yourself so you can have the energy to keep moving forward and achieve your goals. Again, if you want to reach out to me and you want some help on that mindset work, you know I'm here. Just email Lara@mombizcoach.com. I'll talk to you next week.